traffic with that. So we should just get you off the.
Buddy Jerry made a swing and kind of. That one that I got on my car.
I'd like to call to order Town of Hurley Committee meeting for April 1st, 2019. Mr. Reeser, could you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge of allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Reeser.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Neesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
And Mayor Rhodes.
Here. In your package, we have the minutes for March the 11th, our regular meeting. If y'all have any questions or changes, let us know for next week. Any questions on that? We'll move on to update from West Baton Rouge Schools on construction progress. We had the pleasure of having Mr. Wes Watts come here and give us a quick update on the new Hurley High School.
Well, thank you, Mayor Rhodes, and members of the council, the opportunity to talk about this. I didn't bring an update. As you know, we had an addition to Hurley Elementary for our Head Start program there in pre-K, but we also, Lukeville has an addition going on there. It's an administrative wing and a new library. It's called a media center now. You go by, you see steel that's erected there. But this is really the new Hurley High. I think that's probably what people are most interested in. Some of the pictures you'll see will be the same that you see on the boards. I brought those in case you wanted to look closer and ask questions. But this is the layout of the whole site. LA1 being on the left-hand side, the school. I'm a pointer, I'm sorry. But so the layout of the school. So the entrance up here, car entrance will be on the north side. Bus entrances will come here. You see the little courtyard area right above where it says school is wide open, looking into the back. And it's two-story, and we have all our athletic facilities in the back. And we are going to be able to build the track because our bid came in really, really low. Our lowest bidder was $2.5 million, lower than the next bidder. And so we're excited that we are going to be able to put a track in because the one we have only has like three lanes on one side. It's not even regulation. And so we'll be able to provide that for our kids. So that's kind of the layout of the whole property. Blake, you want to go ahead and come back and skip this one? I want to come back and do that last. This is what you see from the front. If you're looking at it from LA1, over here on the right-hand side is where our bus is. So really hot, the current really hot is here. Right side by side. So what we'll do in the morning, Hurley High will come Hurley Middle. Buses can come in there in the morning, drop kids off at Hurley Middle, then come. Never have to go back to LA1, just make a U and drop kids off where those overhangs are, and then come back out here, back on the LA1. So it'll be really efficient in the morning, then the afternoons. All the car traffic will be on the other side of the building, so it'll be completely separate, car traffic and bus traffic. That's your main entrance there. This on the left-hand side, the glass one, that's our media center. It's a two-story library media center. Kind of the aesthetic part of it. And please ask questions as we go. I'll just run through it and then ask a question after. That's looking at from the south side. If you're driving south on LA1, again, here's the front of the school over here. We kind of made it where it's not just a straight line. We kind of opened it up. And if you look here, that's what you're looking at there. This is what you're looking at. It's the classroom where we kind of curve it a little bit to have a better view, just a bit more of an impact when you're driving down LA1. So those are classroom buildings that you're looking at. When you walk into the front of the school, that's what you see. That's kind of what you're asking me, Blaine. That walked out into that courtyard, right into the middle between the two classroom wings. Administrative offices are on your right. Here's the stairs to go upstairs into the media center. And that's just the layout of the first floor. That's the board you see. I know the first floor is on top of the second floor. It probably should be flipped. But so that's your first floor. When you walk in the front, go back in, your administrative wing, your media center, and then your classroom wing on either side. That's our cafeteria where it says student dining. You see the outdoor, it says outdoor seating. I don't know if you can see that, but it's a glass in, and we'll see it when we do the overall view. It's glass in where kids can actually see out into the courtyard when they're in there at lunch. All right. That's the second floor, kind of the same thing. Classrooms, your main lobby area in the front, more classrooms, and that's just the second floor class layout of the rooms. What is that? No, that is, I want to say that's your competition gym. It's kind of a weird view. I don't like that. I should take it out now. So, that's what that was. That's this. So, here's your classroom building on the south side. It walks right into your PE gym. Your PE lockers will be there where kids can walk right into the building, get dressed for PE, get into the gym. Above that, we have a health classroom, but that is not a bond room. That is a band room. I did not do that. Our architects did that. They can draw. They just can't spell. And then it goes into our competition gym, which will be used. And there's the competition team lockers, your boys, your girls basketball, your volleyball. You see the lobby area. We have a separate entrance for that. So we have competitions, or we have graduations, or you have events. People can park and go directly into that, not have to get into the school parts of the building.
So in essence, you'll have two gyms?
We have two gyms, all right? And just knowing being a high school guy and being one at a 5A school that had one gym, and being the basketball coach and having to practice at 6 in the morning or 7:30 at night is miserable, or going to all these, it's just, it's not good for kids. It's not good for anybody. This will allow everybody to be able to be really efficient in practice time, have plenty of spaces. You have plenty of spaces for whatever it may be, dance, all your sports, everybody.
They got a cafeteria, eh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the field house. That's your weight room on the left. This is like a multi-purpose area. It can be used by the community, but can be broken into two classrooms. And then it's got your football locker room and your wrestling rooms on the left. For them, it's a little smaller than what they have now, but it's brand new. We talked and walked through the space of what they need. They have built, you know, pretty much built their own here before. But that's all that the athletic field house area. That'd be at the very back of the property, and that's what that is. You both, this is those two classrooms. Here's your current football field here. So weight room that everybody will use. There's your wrestling area, practice area. Competitions will be for wrestling being in the competition gym. So we didn't have to make it as big. So and then some coaches' offices, your football locker room, those spaces. And parking. So we'll go back to that second or that third slide, buddy. One of our goals is to get cars off of the service road for any event that we have. We should, that we have, I want to say 500 or 600 parking spaces, maybe 700. It's more than the ordinance, but yeah, maybe 700. No, I wish I could remember that, but hopefully that even graduation might be the one to be close with the number of cars you have.
How many elevator locations?
Should see about 1,000.
How many elevator locations you have?
Elevator one.
One?
Yes, sir. Yes.
There's no river road access at all, right?
No, sir. We were going to try to connect the current middle school. There's a residential road that's right behind the property, and we just worry about kids. Instead of going to connect there, driving all through Sinclair, just wanted to protect the residential areas around it. And then just because of where that space is with that field house and kids walking, we didn't want a lot of traffic going back there. So we really have traffic. We actually talked about maybe making a connector from the north to the south, but we just thought, why? So really, if you're on the north side and the parking in the drive area, you're there. You have to go all the way back around to get to the other side. We didn't want a lot of cross traffic, just for safety.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
What's the capacity for the middle school?
1,000. Oh. Built it for 1,000 kids, which to be honest, makes it perfect for about 850. Because you never build it big enough, right? No matter how big you build it, no, it's built to hold, and that's with about 30 kids per class. They can hold it, you know, it's built to sustain 30 kids, 3,000 kids.
But the aesthetics of the building is very nice and something to be proud of. Was there any consideration for the safety of the kids? Did you have anything innovative in
yes,
the design
sir.
Of this?
Why we actually had, I'm sorry, let me cut you off. We actually had Firestorm Solutions come in and do a these analysis, which this was a company started by some Secret Service agents. And actually, LWCC, who's been working with Gary Sanders, connected us with this and paid for all of it. They came in, they've done some design work, we've been working with them. It was a little bit after the fact, but there's some things I can show you. I can show you why he's trying to get that PowerPoint slow. So some of the things, if you look at, wherever you see glass panels, where it's glass to go into any part of a building? Something real simple, the little moldings that go across, the height that you put them at. If you put them waist high, and somebody wants to break into the school and get in, they break the glass. If it's waist high, they have to decide, am I going to go crawl under, or am I going to climb over with jagged glass, because it's not going to break clean? Which way do I want to cut myself? You know, so it's going to slow them down. If you put it too low, they break it, they just step over. There's no danger. If you put it too high, they break it, they can just slide under. So putting it like waist high was something I thought was pretty neat. And then bollards, just the little poles, maybe putting where anybody could drive and have access to it. That might just be at the front, because that's really the only space you can probably get to. And then what we will have is some fencing, where really there's only one way to get in through an open door. This will be a really secure area.
So you have software access, you know, badge?
No, sir, it's not. It's going to be open door, it's going to be regular locks. And here's why, for us with kids with so many IDs, our teachers, one person gets a hold of that access badge. It's just a little different here for us. We talk about it a lot. That access really can be compromised easier than a regular key lock. So what we're going to try to do is isolate entrances. There are six entrances here. You have the front, you have two here, you have one there, and this, then these, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, obviously you have this back one, we'll have to fence off. So there's six access points. We want to limit to in the mornings where you can have one on each side and the front. You know, once the day starts, then you can lock those doors where you only have access through the front. But in the mornings, we want all of our kids, actually, our carpool to drop off here because of the cafeteria. I'm sorry, right here. Because of the cafeteria, because most kids will come in, if they're going to eat, they're going to go straight into the cafeteria. So we can funnel everybody in through here, and then your bus drive gets off over here, and they can enter there. So in the mornings, you should really only have open, and then one at the back for kids that park and walk. And once the day starts, you can lock it down. And then your only access is through the front. You see a little vestibule area there. There's a secondary entrance that we can control. We have the infrastructure for a buzz in, but we haven't put that in yet. Sandy Hook had the best buzz in system you can have. Got shot his way in. He just blew the buzz in system up. It didn't even slow it down really. So more about the placement of the pulleys and those kind of things.
It's a shame we have to think of these things. While you're at the design phase and got this going, it's certainly something.
Yeah. We're very thankful to and Gary's a Ruley resident for offering that. He paid for that for us. And we've done trainings with our middle and high school staff this past summer and working with the elementary schools now. So they've taken a look at our designs and just give us some ideas. So, but you're right. Yeah, I would have never thought of putting something to keep a car from driving through a building at school.
They thought about the shrubs and the planting of that for visibility and things. That's all taken into consideration. I know you want the greenscape, sometimes those guys look at that, without looking at it, the blinders on, just kind of take a top-down approach on the building the way it's laid out. I know you can't change what you have in layout, but just some things to look at on the, on the planting of the trees and, so that you don't have individuals that can hide or see.
Yeah. And I will tell you the one thing we really enjoyed about this Far Front Solutions, because they were Secret Service, the things we didn't think of, they were looking at elevation points around. Like, where's the elevation? We're here, we're pretty lucky. There aren't any high points for people to go and perch. I hate to say it. I know we're recorded, but that's not
even.
There's no place for them to go. They also looked at our hat, but for us, a bigger issue is hazardous materials with all the trains and the plants and all. If there was a leak or some kind of hazard that way, some kind of emergency. So, they literally think of everything. Things I would have never considered. So they looked at how far away the trains were from the building and really looked at elevated points of where they were to look at the school. So they were pretty thorough. We're still working with them on trying to make things better. This is just a draw view. This is where, Ruby High is over here. That's where they'll drop off in the morning. This is the north side of the building. Your classroom building is going into your gym and then your competition gym. Again, this side will be bus traffic in the mornings only. A little parking back here where our field house area. Your current football field is right here. That little practice area. So now you go back, the main idea was this, was that view right there, the courtyard view. So it's kind of the design, the main design feature. Go back into the middle of the school. We'll have a gate there to block. That's your front lobby from the backside, back to our classroom buildings. Here's your cafeteria, that's glass looking out into the courtyard where kids can sit in there. That's just mechanical stuff. And then again, you're on the north side of the building. That's a view if you're going down to LA-1, our classroom wings, carpool drop-offs back to the front of the school. But again, we'll have to have some deterrent things here where we're talking about whether it be curbs, bollards, something, because that's really the only space that you can actually take a vehicle and attack would be right there. And the vestibule, the two-layer vestibule will help with that also. So I brought these in case you just want to look a little closer. It was actually the layout of what some of the classrooms, this kind of generically labeled. One of the things we try to do is create as many flexible spaces as possible. And once the administration gets in there, you never know what you might need. You think you design something for this person to do this, this for about 20 years from now, it might be different. And things change. So creating a lot of flexible use spaces that can be used multiple ways. And not create cells with bells, which is the way we used to build our schools. It was nothing but a jail with bells for kids to change classes. So I feel like they came up with a good design. It's got a nice look to it, but it's not exorbitant. It wasn't anything crazy. And it doesn't really, it blends well enough. It's going to be nice, and you're going to notice it, but it's not so crazy. Try some kind of design that you can go, that doesn't fit you. I think it's going to fit well.
Who got the contract?
Milton Womack. We are very lucky those people are rolling. They're months ahead of our other new school build. They just have a bigger, and that's why we got such a good price. From what we heard with all of our subs, he's such a good contractor, people want to work for him. So they gave him their very best price because they wanted to work with him. And so that's why the bid came in so good. And they've made up so much ground. They'll be pouring a slab before you know it. That's crazy for this side of the building. We started out originally shooting for around 150,000 square feet. And once we met with the school and got all their wishes, it went up to about 186,000 square feet. We knocked that back down to about 170, between 170, 176. And it's a little bit over $200 a square foot right now. That's what you're looking at construction costs. So,
will there be any kiosks or anything to show what's going on with the school or any scheduling events? That can be added later on.
Yes, like the sign up front? Yes, sir. The digital sign? Yes, sir. Those things are crazy expensive. Yes, sir. They're really nice. Better than the little pole with the hand chain sign. It stays the same for months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to have that scroll where you can just change it with the computer.
Wes, you mentioned that Womack got the contract and they're $2.5 million under the next highest bidder. Have y'all analyzed that bid to make sure they didn't forget something? Or
very much so. They have 48 hours to come back to us and say our numbers are good. So we had to wait. I sweated. I didn't sleep for 48 hours because I wanted that number to come in. And so, yeah, they went back and we communicated back and forth with them. And legally, you're going to do so much with public bid. But yeah, they went back and they didn't miss anything. And I thought that was crazy. Now, some of the other people bid high, but also the subs, I ended up knowing two of the subs and running to them somewhere and they were excited. And what they both told me was we gave him our very best price because we like to work for it. It was worth, it was worth it for them. They know he's going to be efficient, know he's going to be well run, and they like working for it.
So if something pops up later that they forgot, you want to let me know?
Yes, sir. And I can promise you, something's going to pop up somewhere. I'm sure something. I don't know what. Something's going to pop up.
So you owe me a phone call.
Oh, you got it.
Okay,
good.
So I might give them a bill as a bridge.
I know that they drove 961 of those piles, and they did it in no time. You look at what took one of our other contractors like a month and a half. They did it in like a week and a half.
Yeah, we all, the rest of the
y'all heard it, I'm sure. Heard it. Go fast, so we get it over with as quick as possible.
What kind of roof has got on that building? Got a rubberized type roof on
it? No. Hey, I knew I should have brought my building consulting guy.
I didn't want
it. I really don't. I can get that answer for you, but I don't know it off the top of my head. So I'm sorry. I started getting him to come here, but he would talk longer than me.
Yeah. All right, I think one thing that
it's on all our minds too, is traffic, and Wes and I have talked about that. It's going to be a, we're just going to have to work it out.
Yeah.
Once they start dropping all the kids off of middle school and the high school, which will both be in the front.
Yeah.
So we talked about police officers working it out early, so it's going to be a work in progress.
We're definitely need some help. I'm glad you brought that up from the chief before. We need some help just because, again, you're bringing now the middle school kids to the current high school. You're moving 500 more kids and entrances. And so the bus transportation will be really efficient, but that's a lot of car rollers in middle school.
And they still have to get on the highway to go home, the drivers, so it's going to be tedious.
They're all coming on that service road at the same time, going the same way. It's going to be a disaster.
Right.
So we're going to come up with some traffic pattern moves, but we're going to have to get some law enforcement support out there to help us direct that until they get them. Once they get them trained, they'll figure it out. But we don't need another Brutley Elementary issue. As soon as this built, it'll take care of that one.
We hope.
It'll take care of that problem. So we'll move a couple hundred kids off of that site once this is done. So the idea was to build one building and be able to move kids now. So Brutley Elementary, the second graders will go to Lukeville. Lukeville will become a second and third grade school. It'll be Lukeville Elementary instead of third, fourth, and fifth. So it'll be second and third. Brutley Middle will become a fourth and fifth grade school. So we're plenty of space for plenty of years now. And you know, get rid of all the T-buildings that are just eyesores and inefficient and money pits. So, if we roll out with a good play, we'll see.
I hope so.
If it's not, I'll be the first one.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Watts?
Yes, ma'am. Quick question. Is that cafeteria going to hold each lunch shift as opposed to what we have now with children eating in the hallways and floor?
Yeah, it can. It's obviously bigger, yes. There'll be no space, but there'll be outdoor seating areas so they can go sit outside and eat, and they can sit in the cafeteria itself. Yeah. I mean, that school was built for 400, and you have 620. I mean, it's bad. I don't like them eating in the hallway. I hate it. Yeah. You know, honestly, as the principal exactly had, we had to go and knock our band room down and expand our cafeteria. We were eating on three lunch shifts. And you just couldn't roll them all through there.
Right.
We will still have two lunch shifts probably, just because you don't want to overburden it. But it can hold a lot. We can probably handle it with one. It's probably just more efficient to do it with two. It's really easy to do it with two. So you're talking about, you know, 350, 400 kids, and probably, if I remember right, seats maybe 400, and not everybody eats. So yeah, it's much bigger than the one. Yeah, plus the outdoor seating areas. Yeah, I like them. I don't like them all over the school. I like them in a confined space at lunch so I can watch them.
Yeah, if you don't get in the first few minutes, you don't get a plate.
So. Yeah, it's tough. So we'll have, and part of that will help. That is, you'll see there's another serving line. So you have your main serving line here. You have an extra one here. So if you did something like a pizza or a salad line, there's another place for kids to get served instead of all having to go in just to that one spot. So that helps. That'll move them through a lot. Good question. Lunch, one of the most important days.
Yeah, lunch and reset.
Yeah.
All right, anybody else? Thank you, Mr. Watts, for taking your time to come by. We appreciate it. And anything you need on our end, please let us know. All right, next up, we got committee reports. First, Public Works Committee, a few project updates. It's in your package. We had total rain for 40 rain events, 1.6 inches, no drainage issues. One skate alarm at our wastewater lift station. It was a high level due to electrical malfunction. We're receiving bids on the new electrical panel at the Bourgeois station. The whole panel went out. Chain, that was on Saturday, I think, right, Chain?
Yeah.
So we're going to look at next fiscal year, put some money in the budget to redo some of those old panels so it doesn't happen to us like on a weekend like happened this time. No audit compliance. Two cover programs. We have one on Live Oak and one on Richard Street. We should get the bid in on April 16th for our street overlay project. We completed our self-audit for DEQ for our sewer pond. What's in WPP?
Municipal water something.
Okay, yeah, we do that. So it all came back fine. We'll have a resolution next week. No personnel incidents, the maintenance department. Bulk pickup is scheduled for April the 8th. Extra pickup day is April 26th. And as you see, Shane put on there, grass cutting is in full swing. So keep an eye out for our guys on the streets working.
Put that on Facebook.
That might be a good idea. Yeah. We can do that this week, not Shane. Probably. All right, anything else on the Public Works? All right, planning and zoning. We had no quorum for our planning and zoning meeting on March 27th, so there will be no minutes. We received an application, and I'm just putting this in here because we're going to have to introduce this ordinance next week for 731 East Main for zoning changes. Got to go from C1 to C2. So we'll have to have that introduced next week. That's the shop on Main Street across from that. Y'all want to come up and talk real quick, or just tell us what you want to do, or? Just for a quick second, just tell us what you're going to put there and what you plan on doing.
Okay. First of all, Mike TA. Most of you know me, some of you don't. Basically, what I want to do, I know Mr. Loop had a mechanic shop there at one point. Kind of bring back the history and start like a little light work. Small engines, light mechanic work, brakes, you know, minor things, nothing major, all changes. We're also planning on doing motor vehicle inspections. There's only one in Addis, of course, and kind of figure we need another one. Don't know how long they're going to be open doing that as well. Just to try and keep it small time, small town. No major improvements are going to be made to the property. A little beautification will be done, a little flower gardens, some painting around the building, try and update it a little bit, make it a little less of an eyesore. Now it's got some rust on it. Other than that, that's pretty much where we stand.
Perfect. And it's zone C1 now, and it's got to be zone C2 for that type of business. So we'll introduce that in Monday night's meeting.
Monday night?
Yep.
All right.
Also, on anybody else have any questions on that? Okay, on the planning and zoning, we have we recently annexed a property for the school. So this is just like a little note for everyone that we're going to look at changing our new map, zoning map. So once that was approved, then we'll do a new zoning map. And we don't have to
pass an ordinance on it. There's a special state statute on it. When you annex property that was previously zoned by the parish, which this little strip was, this little 100-foot wide strip towards St. Clair of the property the school board bought for the New Burley High School. But obviously, having bought it from St. Clair, the existing property was zoned to agriculture. Okay, we're just going to zone this R1. All the rest of the school board property, including the vast majority of the property that's within the town limits of the town of Burley, where the New Burley High School is, all zoned R1, single family residential. So just zone this that. One thing I've got to do to comply with the statute is do a waiver letter for Jason Manola and the school board to sign.
Does that have to be recorded in planning and zoning minutes and in all the minutes, just for historical purposes?
No.
No need
for planning and zoning to have anything to do with this.
All right, just in the town, it'll be in the town then?
No.
Nope.
Well, it'll be in the town minutes, but it's going to be in the conveyance records in the West Baton Rouge Clerk of Court's office.
But we don't have to introduce an ordinance like we do.
No, we'll just mention that it's being done.
Yeah, we'll mention it.
Yeah, and we will make the change on our map next time we put it in.
Do the map. That's okay.
You know, so 50 years from now, there'll be a reference someplace that we've done. Because we go back in old minutes sometimes, it's hard to find.
Yeah, no, it'll be in the minutes, and it'll be, we'll get a copy of what's inside and report it to.
So the council does not have to make a motion to zone that property R1?
The rest of it is on the zone of R1.
The rest of it? Just so we don't have to do that? And you're bringing new property into the town, we don't have to.
We don't have to introduce an ordinance and pass an ordinance, right?
We don't have to do a rezoning ordinance, okay? The council can say that we're going to
zone it R1, okay.
It needs to be something, I think, when the council says, we declare this.
We'll do that.
We can take that action this coming week, but we've got to get the school board to sign a waiver.
Yeah, so we can put it in the
saying they have no objection.
And they have no objection, and we can just make a move.
This is a special thing, we're not holding public hearings or anything like that. Which is normal when you...
Because it's not a zoning change, right, Tom?
Well, it's the only thing that's a zoning change is...
It changed from the parish zone to the...
Yeah, it changed from the parish zone to the town.
It hasn't been covered with the annexation state.
The rest of that property was already zoned R1.
It becomes part of a larger piece of property.
Well, it is part of...
And it's that, but it becomes part of really high property, which is already R1.
Right, yeah.
Just assume that that's...
Which is a permitted use of schools, R1, yeah.
That's right.
Okay. All right, any other questions there? All right, finance committee, you got a bunch of bills in your packet. I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. Got any questions, let us know on that. Employee health insurance proposal. In your package, you have the first column to your left. You see current and our renewal premiums up at the top. Some of them are cheaper as you go across, as far as your premiums, but then deductibles go up higher, and we just feel comfortable that our current premium only going up, what is it, about $800? It's not going up too high, so my recommendation is we stay with our current Blue Cross Blue Shield POS plan.
It's about $10,000 a year, right?
No, it's 28.
Yeah.
See up at the top in the gray...
2.2%.
The gray bar. Current is 27.8, and then the renewal will be 28.4.
Less than $1,000.
Yeah, $621 and change.
That's they had a slight increase. We lost some people off the policy and gained some people back. So that's where that number came from. So.
That's pretty negligible for the insurance.
Yeah, I like that. I thought that was really good.
That's monthly premium.
Yeah.
It's about inflation.
Yeah, it's just some, you know. So that's my suggestion. So. I think we'll stay with the same unless you guys have anything else. Budget adjustments, we don't have anything here. We just need to make sure we introduce an ordinance next Monday for our budget adjustments. We have a couple things. So for our May meeting, we'll have all those adjustments for you. Personnel committee, hire a new police officer. Jonathan, you want to come up real quick?
I just need to add that for next week. Need to hire a part-time officer. Sylvester Hoob is his name. He's post-certified, good on the matrix, passed the drug screen, about 15 years law enforcement experience. Good guy from Central Parish. Just bring him on part-time, 15 an hour.
$15 an hour?
Yeah, that's what we pay all the part-time. We just keep all that the same. Sylvester.
He did any work with it before now?
No, he worked with Brent Portier before. That's what he works with us now. That's how he knew he was looking for part-time help. So.
All right, any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. All right, Recreation Committee, I don't have anything. Police Committee?
Nothing.
No. Governmental Affairs Committee? Nothing. All right, other matters, I don't have anything. Mayor's report. Plan you attended the clerk's conference this week. Got some good information from that our last couple weeks ago. That came out pretty well. I noticed Rick Ward filed a House Bill 578 trying to get $25 million from the Deepwater Horizon settlement for the 415 connector overpass. So I talked to Edmund today. He signed on board as an author of the bill too. So if you talk to any of your members in the legislature, if you want a 415 connector, please push this. I mean, I don't know if it'll be built with this money or with the matching money. Maybe Fish knows about parents matching money.
Rick Ward is a co-sponsor.
Yeah.
This bill.
And so
he's a senator. He can't file a house.
Yeah. So. And so anyway, that hit the news this week. So if you know of anybody that knows somebody in the legislature, man, any help we can get. We all know what that was like last week. So it was a disaster. Our camera project is rolling along. We have two bids on running power to our poles. All the poles were good to go. Did AT&T ever come back with the one pole? Not yet. We have one pole that belongs to AT&T, so we're waiting on them to give us the okay to go on that. And we have a couple bids coming in from the electric companies to run power. Once that's done, then our cameras will be installed, so.
I need to talk to the chief and the mayor after this about that.
Okay. That's all I have. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody?
I saw the parish spray the weeds on the top of the levee.
Oh, did it?
On each side of the road.
Yep. Good. I think they, I want to say they sprayed that emergent stuff that kills the wide blade grass and lets the other one come out.
Yep.
I hope that's what they do.
I attended the groundbreaking.
Oh, that's right. Yep. We had a groundbreaking. Wes scheduled a groundbreaking when I was out of town, so I couldn't make it.
I was told to do that.
It was all his fault. But that was good. We welcomed the new school. We look really forward to the new progress.
Yeah, the last time we had a two-story building was in 1911.
They didn't have the elevator.
No.
Announcements, we get Relay for Life, April 5th at Brule High School. If you can attend that, donate. Anything helps with raising money for cancer, fight cancer. Landmark and Heritage Committee meeting, Monday, April the 15th. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle, all in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it.